This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Tens of thousands of people marched through central Brussels to protest reinforced COVID-19 restrictions imposed by the Belgian government to counter the latest spike in coronavirus cases. Many among the estimated 35,000 people at the rally on Sunday had already left for home when the demonstration descended into violence. Several hundred people started pelting police, smashing cars, and setting garbage cans ablaze. Police responded with tear gas and water cannons and sought to restore order when dusk settled on the Belgian capital. The World Health Organization said last week that Europe was the hotspot of the pandemic right now, the only region in which COVID-19 deaths were rising. Israeli police say a Hamas militant on Sunday opened fire in Jerusalem's Old City, killing one Israeli and wounding four others before he was fatally shot by police. The attack could mark an escalation by Hamas. The Islamic militant group, which controls the Gaza Strip, has largely adhered to a ceasefire with Israel since an 11-day war last May. Shooting attacks inside the Old City are rare. Police said the attack took place near an entrance to a contested Flashpoint shrine known to Jews as the Temple Mount and to Muslims as the Noble Sanctuary. Violence surrounding the site, which is considered holy by both faiths, has triggered previous rounds of fighting, including the war last May. Libya's interim prime minister has registered as a candidate for the presidency Sunday, despite having vowed not to do so as a condition of taking his current post and despite contested election rules that may prevent him from standing for election. This is VOA News. The Kremlin on Sunday accused the West of artificially whipping up tensions around Ukraine, with repeated statements suggesting Russia was poised to launch an attack on its neighbor, and told Washington and its allies to stop a military buildup nearby. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Saturday his country has real concerns, widely shared with partners in Europe, over Russian activities at the Ukrainian border after Ukraine said it feared Russia might be preparing an attack. U.S., NATO, and Ukrainian officials have been making similar statements for nearly 2 weeks, referring to what they say are unusual Russian troop movements in the proximity of Ukraine. Moscow has dismissed such suggestions as inflammatory and complained about what it says is increasing activity in the region by the NATO alliance. France has asked the president of Burkina Faso to intervene after a convoy of French troops was stopped en route to Niger on Friday by protesters opposed to the former colonial ruler's role in a regional conflict with Islamist militants. Anger is rising in the West Africa country over the inability of local and international forces alike to stop attacks by the jihadists. State security forces suffered their heaviest loss in years last week when gunmen killed 49 military police officers and four civilians. Speaking to LCI television on Sunday, France's foreign minister said so-called manipulators were stoking anti-French sentiment, but he hoped the Burkinabe authorities would act to find a solution. Police used tear gas to disperse protesters on Sunday, according to one source. Venezuela's electoral system is being put to the test as millions of voters across the South American country decide thousands of races in a highly scrutinized regional election. Sunday's contest is being observed by more than 130 international monitors, mostly from the European Union. Their participation satisfies a long-standing demand of opponents of President Nicolas Maduro. The main opposition parties are participating in an election for the first time in 4 years. Their decision to participate came amid now suspended negotiations between the ruling party and adversaries. More than 21 million Venezuelans are eligible to vote in over 3,000 contests. And a 40-year-old Tunisian computer engineer will stand trial in a military court Monday in Tunisia. He's accused of insulting the presidency and defaming the army. It's the latest in a series of trials that shine a light on Tunisia's use of military courts to push through convictions against civilians. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.